This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to send me a text message, and I want to emphasize again that you can send a text message to me whenever you're listening to this program. I know the program airs live 10 or noon to 3 East Coast time on Saturdays, and then different affiliates and different, like here in Denver, we've got 3 a.m. stations, and one of them carries me live, and then the 2 other stations play the program later in the day, and one plays the program tomorrow. So a lot of affiliates do that. So whenever you're listening, or you're listening on the podcast, you can still send me a text message. Now, give me a little bit of context, you know, about what the topic is or something, so that I've got some idea. But I love the feedback from the text messages. It really does, well, as many of you know locally, it can derail the program completely. So just text the word Mike and your message to 33103. And then if you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those, download the podcast. You can do all of that stuff and more by simply going to this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. You know, Democrats, I am partisan. Democrats love nothing more than to spend other people's money. OPM, other people's money. And naturally, they're favorite people to spend their other people's money on are themselves. Oakland, California, it's 101% Democrat. The city government in Oakland, California is sending all residents, including all the illegal aliens in Oakland, $100 vouchers. Think about this, $100 voucher to donate to the people comprising city government. I find this fascinating. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that this under the measure, hang on a second. What's this doing here? Hang on. This is live radio right here. For some reason, the San Francisco Chronicle has decided to not pull up for me, so I'll do it right here. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Here we go. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The financing, here's what the San Francisco Chronicle says. The financing of election campaigns and their results have been increasingly dominated by a small number of wealthy donors. Now, I'm an absolutist when it comes to campaign finance laws. I think that anybody ought to be able to give however much money they want to any campaign as long as it's disclosed. If I'm running for dog catcher, and you want to contribute $1 million to my campaign, I think you ought to be able to do that. I just have to disclose that I received $1 million from you for my campaign for dog catcher. You know why I believe that? Because money is speech. And it's protected by the First Amendment. But there's a new ballot measure in Oakland that could happen anywhere across the country, particularly in Democrat-controlled cities, to give everyday people more of a voice, they say, in future elections. It's Measure W, as in my old boss, W. It's supported by almost 74% of Oakland voters. It requires the city to send four $25 vouchers, so that's $100, every 2 years to every resident 18 and over, including illegal aliens or people with legal permanent residency or an H-1B visa. So everybody that's residing in the city of Oakland, every 2 years you get four $25 vouchers. Now, what are they for? This is such insanity to me that I don't know whether to laugh or scream. Do you know what the money's for? They're going to give you vouchers. The city government is. They're going to, in Oakland, they're going to give you vouchers so that you can turn around and give those vouchers to candidates running for mayor, city council, or the school board. How does that work? So I'm a resident of Oakland. I own a small business. I work my butt off. I pay my taxes. I collect the sales tax. I do all of that. I spend all of the money to comply with all the tax laws, to comply with all the zoning laws, to do all of that. And I pay all of this money, and I eke out a little profit from my convenience store. So all of that money that I pay to Oakland in taxes, they're now going to send me back four $25 vouchers so that I can give that back to the same people that are going to get elected to the Oakland City Council or for mayor or the school board. We have reached ultimate stupidity. Ultimate stupidity. That's about $4 million per election. It will come from the city's general fund, which means it comes from that convenience store owner I talked about, or just someone who lives and works in Oakland. They're called democracy dollars. Here's what I'm thinking. You know, I always like to take things to their logical conclusion. So if this is how we now look upon tax dollars, that, well, we're just going to give it back to you so you can give it back to us, how about this? How about I just quit work and you just send me a check equal to, and I don't care, just do it quarterly. You can send me a check quarterly that equals the amount of money that I make from iHeartMedia, and just pay me that money and I'll give 10% of it back to you. That'll be my tithe to government. It's insane. Now, the San Francisco Chronicle also has a quote from a University of Washington study that the number of campaign contributors rose by 350% under this new system, and the number of small donations under $200 climbed by 250%. Well, no feces, Sherlock, really? Because you gave them the money to give back to them. So if the vouchers can only be used for a candidate for mayor, city council, or school board, and you get the voucher, unless you just burn it or throw it away, you give it back to somebody. Oh, you're running for mayor? Here's a voucher. Well, of course you're going to have the number of contributors increase. They quote this University of Washington study because in Washington, in Seattle, they've done the same thing. It has increased participation in lesser areas in Seattle and voter turnout from communities of color, said Liz Suk, executive director of Oakland Rising, one of the groups that sponsored Measure W. The way folks are campaigning has changed. Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing that's changed? You're getting money from taxpayers to give back to you so you can go campaign. This is, and I'm sorry to pick on California. No, I'm not sorry to pick on California. You know why? Because what happens in California usually ends up happening in the rest of the country. So if Oakland is going to do this Oakland Rising thing, why don't we do something else that's just kind of equally as stupid? Why don't we, and this is a legitimate proposal from Gavin Newsom, California was never a slave state. California was not a member of the Confederacy. Blacks in California during the Civil War were not slaves. But Gavin Newsom wants to pay reparations, handing out $223,200 per person to all descendants of slaves in California for housing discrimination, which is going to cost the taxpayers of California $559 billion in the nation's biggest reparations effort ever. We're insane. You can't make this up. California, where slavery was never legal, is trying to give away what are essentially free houses to people who were never legally enslaved and never even had grandparents legally enslaved through claims which will surely never be fully vetted. And by the way, even if you did vet the claims, what are you looking for? You're in essence saying to every black Californian, here's $223,200 for housing, for discrimination. Now, I can't find, and it may be, I haven't been able to find it yet, whether there are any limitations on the spending of this money, if it ever does actually happen. But a reparations committee in California is honestly suggesting that descendants of slaves in the state that never did actually exist be compensated $223,200 each for housing discrimination. It'll come to a state near you, because that's a movement that, for some reason, through white guilt, through just kowtowing, through whatever it might be, rather than just owning up to slavery was bad, almost a million Americans died fighting slavery, we worked to abolish it, we did all of those things, at what point do we stop? At what point do we say we've, and look, do people to this day still suffer because of slavery? On both sides? On all sides? Of course they do. But reparations in a state where slavery was never legalized, it just shows that all we're trying to do is we're just trying to play politics. Rather than having sincere, honest conversations, we're just trying to play politics. And it drives me nuts. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. If you're in California, text the word, well, actually anybody, but if you're in California, and particularly if you live in Oakland, California, tell me how you're going to spend your $200 in vouchers. Maybe I'll come to Oakland and run for city council. Hang tight. Text the word Mike to 33103. I'll be right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You can have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Did you know that you can save up to half on your wireless plan when you switch to Consumer Cellular? They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month, with the same premium coverage as the nation's largest carriers. Plus, their award-winning customer support makes switching a breeze. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25, and for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for joining me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those. So back in April of 2020, I know, ancient history, there was this report going around. Now, what was going on in April of 2020? Masks and lockdowns and COVID, and we were all scared to death, and we were all going to die. Except Sweden. Remember Sweden? Everybody kept talking about Sweden a couple of years ago. Then Sweden fell off the charts. Sweden went from Billboard's COVID, you know, top 10 to, back here on page 3 somewhere, of the COVID top 10. Because we didn't want to talk about Sweden, because Sweden was going against the grain. The reports were on how Sweden had fared during that spring, despite buckling the international trend to lockdown. Sweden just didn't. The report said this. Professor, and I'm going to bastardize the name, Johan Gasicki or something, who first recruited this professor during his own time as a state epidemiologist, used a rare interview last week to argue that Swedish people would respond better to more sensible measures. He blasted the sort of lockdowns imposed in Britain and Australia, and warned that a second wave would be inevitable once the measures are eased. So the Swedish government decided in early January that the measures that they should take against the pandemic should be evidence-based. And then when you started looking around at the measures being taken by different countries, you found very few of them really had a shred of evidence base for their policies. Well, he was almost correct about that. The difference between the countries in the end was not quite small. In fact, it really wasn't small at all. As of the reporting date of June 19th of 2022 of this year, of all the countries analyzed by the OECD, the Organization for Economic Development, Sweden has the lowest overall cumulative excess deaths tally. Now, what are excess deaths? You know, every country counts, like we have birth certificates and we have death certificates. And we count the deaths in every country. The United States does this. Every state does it. And we have an average. We kind of know what the average number of deaths every month is. And since we've had COVID, we've had a staggering number of excess deaths. Even to this day, we still have a staggering number of excess deaths. Now, some epidemiologists will trace that back to we lost a lot of natural immunity because we isolated, we hid, we didn't go out in the cold, we didn't let kids go out and play in the dirt, we didn't let kids go to school and socialize, we didn't do all the human interactions that normally occur that create natural immunity. Instead, we buried our heads in the ground like a bunch of ostriches. Well, the world deaths in the COVID era, 20 to 22, Sweden is the lowest of all, followed by Norway, Denmark, and then New Zealand, Iceland, Finland, Australia. The point being, and by the way, let me point out about Australia. Australia, who had severe lockdowns, their world deaths in the COVID era, their deaths alone, are three times what Sweden's is. What are we to conclude? The somewhat less meaningful COVID death tally per million population really doesn't have the same relative magnitude since different countries use different methods for recording what is and what isn't a COVID death, on top of the fact, of course, that it's a Pyrrhic victory to mitigate a COVID death at the expense of higher excess non-COVID death. But when you look at Sweden, after all the bickering and all the naysaying on all of the platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and everywhere you talked about the national networks, they all downplayed Sweden. Oh, it's going to be horrible. Sweden's going to really suffer in the end. And yet now here we are with a report coming out, study ending in June of this year, just now being reported, that world deaths in the COVID era in Sweden were the lowest of almost all civilized countries. Think about that. Oh, maybe those of us who dissented about the lockdowns and the social isolation and the shutting of schools, guess what? Maybe we were right. Yeah, pat yourself on the back. You were right. But do you think that our government will ever admit to that mistake? Of course not. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Recession proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Did you know that you can save up to half on your wireless plan when you switch to Consumer Cellular? They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month with the same premium coverage as the nation's largest carriers. Plus, their award-winning customer support makes switching a breeze. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25 and for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Stay up to date on seasonal vaccines to prevent the spread of COVID, RSV, and the flu. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m. Keep your immunity strong this holiday season. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Tight to your dream. Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to in your message to 33103 and go to michaelsaysgohere.com, the website. let's talk about Twitter for a minute. Because Twitter's in the news. Twitter. And I know many in this audience may be like, oh, my God, Twitter. I don't even use Twitter. I hate Twitter. You know what you really ought to do? I mean, I mean this sincerely. You really ought to learn how to use Twitter. Because Twitter is a cesspool. And Twitter is one of those places where you sometimes, if you don't know how to control it yourself, it can just be overwhelmingly stupid. Just full of crap. But if you understand the nature of Twitter and how to operate it, it can really be a fascinating source of information. Sometimes legitimate information and obviously sometimes disinformation. But hell's bells, you can get disinformation from watching the television. Twitter is a place where, much like the old teletype machines of the Associated Press or UPI, it's a place where if you learn how to use it properly, it can really be a good source of news. It's also a great source to have sometimes, and I emphasize the word sometimes meaningful conversations with people, meaningful debates. Now, oftentimes those meaningful debates just devolve into nothing but ad hominem attacks and people just going after each other. But I'd say that's the exception, not the rule. But why talk about Twitter? Well, you know, Elon Musk, SpaceX and Tesla, has bought Twitter for $44 billion. He's consummated the deal. And there are stories breaking over this weekend about documents that he has released, internal documents, that show that there was indeed, and I'm going to use the word conspiracy, a conspiracy between the White House and the Democrat Party and others to control information and what they deem to be disinformation from ever getting to you and me, including the Hunter Biden laptop story. The Hunter Biden laptop story was broke first by the New York Post with empirical evidence of wrongdoing by the Bidens. And the New York Post, New York's oldest newspaper, if not the oldest, the second oldest newspaper, was deplatformed. It was taken off Twitter for actually conducting journalism. Well, since then we have discovered, and the FBI has confirmed, even though they initially called the Hunter Biden laptop story disinformation, we've now found out that actually it was real and that there were probably financial shenanigans going on between Hunter Biden, the Communist Party in China, a bunch of corrupt oligarchs in Ukraine, and that the big guy, Joe Biden, was getting money from these financial deals. Purely, clearly unethical. And in many cases, probably, particularly when he was vice president, a violation of federal law. Well, I say all of that to get to this point. Twitter has now decided, or I should say Elon Musk has decided, that free speech is coming back to Twitter. But it isn't only CNN intelligence analysts and Hollywood weirdos like Alyssa Milano or Jim Carrey who really have it out for Elon Musk for actually allowing free speech on Twitter. Oh, yeah, Hollywood's gone crazy. The View's gone crazy. A lot of people have gone crazy because Elon Musk is going to allow free speech. He's committed the ultimate sin of all. He has told Donald Trump, yeah, you can have your Twitter account back. Now, I don't know whether Donald Trump's going to do it or not, but it's there for the taking if he wants it. But what fascinates me and what I want you to think about is our earlier conversation about free speech and who's the arbiter of what is appropriate speech or legitimate speech or authentic speech or accurate speech, or disinformation, or misinformation, or whatever you want to call it. I don't care. Because I can tell you, we have a real-world example of who's going to control speech. And it's the European Union. Twitter's decision to stop enforcing its COVID-19 misinformation policy. Now, what was the misinformation policy? Oh, you couldn't talk about ivermectin. You couldn't talk about Paxlovid. you can talk about, and there's a new study out, which I wanted to get to today but may not, about how even N95 masks weren't effective against the spread of COVID. All of that was considered misinformation. All of that was considered COVID-19 misinformation. Well, Elon Musk has said, hey, listen, I'm not going to control that. If people, you know, if there are epidemiologists, doctors, or even just talk show hosts that have an opinion about, you know, COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, they can post it. The European Union told Politico, one of the regulators, this: in my view, Twitter is now jumping to the front of the queue of the regulators. Seriously, the Vice President of Values and Transparencies is the title of a European Union bureaucrat, who is demanding that Twitter suppress what she calls, she's decided, one individual, what she calls disinformation and illegal hate speech. She must work for that Ministry of Truth that the Department of Homeland Security tried to create one time, and probably still exists secretly. Along with this guy, on Wednesday, Internal Market Commissioner Thierry Breton held a video call with the Twitter CEO, Elon Musk, to tell him that his company was not ready for the European bloc's upcoming content moderation revamp known as the Digital Services Act. Now, content moderation? What do you think content moderation is? If I told you that this program is subject to content moderation by my supervisors, what would you think that meant? Well, I've got one word for it. It's a euphemism for censorship. This bureaucrat with the European Union went on to say this: there is still huge work ahead as Twitter will have to implement transparent user policies, significantly reinforce content moderation, and protect freedom of speech. It's kind of Orwellian, isn't it? Up is down is up, war is peace, peace is war. If you haven't read Orwell's 1984, you ought to go back and do it. It's an easy, quick read. Yes, they actually said that Twitter's going to have to implement, because now I'm going to read to you the entire paragraph, playing a little trick here. There's still huge work ahead, as Twitter will have to implement transparent user policies. Okay, fine. Significantly reinforce content moderation. You mean censorship? And protect freedom of speech. How can you censor at the same time that you're protecting freedom of speech? That's truly Orwellian. And then they go on to say, and to tackle disinformation with resolve and limit targeted advertising. Really? You're going to limit targeted advertising? The European Union, much like I often point to California or New York as examples of what's going to end up happening in the rest of the country, all we have to do is look across the pond at Europe, and we can see what's coming here. The European Union, which is trying to emulate the United States, wants to impose censorship on Twitter in Europe. So all of these little communist little operators can actually keep a straight face while mixing demands for more censorship at the same time with pious Orwellian newspeak about transparency and freedom of speech. I think that just confirms that we're living in a novel by George Orwell. The French commissioner also said that Twitter needed sufficient personal and technical capacity to comply with Europe's upcoming rules, added that he would be monitoring its progress. You know, I think next we'll probably see demands that Musk follow the lead of the totalitarians at Google and impose behavioral interventions so they can pre-bunk rather than debunk disfavored information. It's coming. This is the proverbial foot in the door. You may not care about Twitter, but you should. You may not care about Twitter as a social media platform that you engage in. And again, while I would encourage you to do so, you don't have to understand that what's going on here is that the European Union is saying, on the one hand, oh, we want you to, you know, make sure we have freedom of speech, but we're going to tell you what that freedom of speech is. We want to make sure that you control misinformation or disinformation. And by the way, we'll tell you what that misinformation or disinformation is. This is the Orwellian world that we live in. Imagine listening to this program and me not being able to tell you what I really think. Because there's, look over my shoulder. The censor guy is standing behind me. Yeah, you think it's far-fetched? I don't think it's far-fetched at all. That's exactly what's going on in the European Union with Twitter. Elon Musk, good luck. Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for listening. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com to follow me on Twitter or all the other social media platforms. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. I just want to say thanks to everybody that tunes in and listens to the program live or recorded or podcast or whatever. I really do appreciate all of you listeners. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. And don't forget, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram by simply going to that website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. It's that easy. We talked a little bit about in the program today about bugs. We talked about bugs at the beginning of the program and how all the environmental wackos want us to eat bugs. Now, when I finish here, I'm going to go have a nice lunch. And then I think we have dinner reservations somewhere. And I don't think bugs are on the menu at either place that I'm going to. And if they are, well, I'm not ordering bugs. But when it comes to just truly evil totalitarian ideology, this dumbassery about the environment is not the first, but it's probably the worst. And because in what any other context of kind of these left-wing, leftist, progressive ideologies would people openly call for the eradication of the human race? Because if we're going to have to eat bugs in order to save the human race, why not just eradicate humans? This week on the Dr. Phil Show, there was an episode that focused on the ethics of procreation and the debate over overpopulation, where a person by the name of Les Knight, ever heard that name before? Remember Les Knight? He is the founder of a movement called the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement. Really? I'll tell you what, you go first. Yeah. If you're a member of the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement, then I say you get your lemmings and you go jump off the cliff and you go extinct yourselves first, and I'll follow when I damn well get ready. This is the view, not the view that TV show. This is the view, the mindset, I should say, I guess, of the globalist ruling class. Because like a lot of leftists, this guy, Les Knight, actually combines hatred of the human race with sanctimonious socialism. Feed them. You know what his motto is? Of the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement? Feed them, don't breed them. Those aren't my words. That's their motto. Feed them, don't breed them. So he laid out his ideology in this Dr. Phil segment and concluded with this. And if we all stop procreating, we'll go extinct. Slowly, we'll clean up our messes as we go, and the biosphere, what's left of it, will have a chance to recover. Really? The biosphere? I live in the biosphere. In fact, I live at altitude in the biosphere. I live, a mile high or more. That's higher than a mile high in the biosphere. And I can tell you, it's a little crisp today. Let's see, current temperature in Denver is 52 degrees. Sunny and 52 degrees in Denver, Colorado today. And it's a crisp, cool day. I can see Pike's Peak from my studio. It's a wonderful day. I think the biosphere is doing quite fine. But grotesquely, there are people who truly want to eradicate the human race in the context of fabricated rights. They actually do it thinking about rights. He suggested last night that reproductive freedom is the most important thing we need today, claiming that hundreds of millions of couples are denied their right to not procreate. Oh, wait a minute. Talk about Orwellian language. Reproductive freedom is the most important thing we need today, claiming that hundreds of millions of couples are denied their right to not procreate. I've got the answer. You want the right not to procreate? Then don't do it. Yeah. Guys, keep it in your pants. And women, keep your pants on. Yeah. You got the right not to procreate. Nobody's stopping you. If you believe in human extinction and you're not willing to go jump off the cliff and you think that you don't have the right to not procreate, well, then just don't not procreate. Nobody's stopping you, kids. Nobody's stopping you. He is actually advocating for the extinction of the human race. That's the point we're at now, where we actually have people who are advocating for the extinction of the human race. He received, you can find it in the New York Times if you subscribe to the New York Times. He was even compared to Mr. Rogers. You know, remember Mr. Rogers in his neighborhood? And the New York Times itself is on board with this anti-human agenda. Evidently, the climate never fluctuated until humans came along. And we all know that's not true. But I want you to think about how wackadoodle the world's gotten. When there is a voluntary human extinction movement, and they're all upset because they're being denied the right not to procreate. Again, I suggest that you can exercise that right not to procreate by simply pulling your pants up and, I don't know, go have lunch. Thanks for listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103, regardless of when you're listening. I'll talk to you next weekend.
You know, I love the holidays, having the family together for all those special times. But this year, I invited some extra family along. My Noble Gold Investments family. They've looked after me financially this year. They took me in and showed me how gold and silver can be used in an IRA to keep my other family safe from the financial snowstorms out there. When the wind of inflation is howling and the recession snow is falling hard, we can all sit in front of our precious metal fire, keeping warm, knowing we're gonna be okay. The team at Noble Gold Investments walked me through their entire investment process and explained the stuff I was worried about. That's why I'm recommending my second family to you. They're wonderful. And this month you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA of $20,000 or above. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Goldleaf Nursery has you covered. Protect your citrus tree and frost tender shrubs from freezing. Goldleaf Nursery has frost cloth in assorted sizes and custom cut sizes up to 12 feet wide. Just arrived. Living Christmas trees. Choose from Colorado blue spruce, baby blue spruce, Norway spruce, dwarf Alberta fir trees, and fat Albert blue spruce. Tis the season to be freezing. So don't forget to cover up with frost cloth. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.